the band that holds the saddle on?
And girth.
Now, did you use one of those or two of those?
Oh, I usually use one. They had double cinch saddles, cinch or girth, whatever you want to call it, but I hardly ever use one of the single saddle.
I guess they used the double cinch saddles when they were roping, didn't they?
Yeah, and where they was pulling a lot with the horns, actually, with the rope, to keep the saddle from dropping up from the back. So.
Did you take, when you went into town or something, did you have a bag that you could put on the horse's head?
No, we never used those. We used one land here in town when I was in the business. We had a horse that we rode the feed wagon at the time, but, and even sometimes feed him a new, don't you see that? But we always unhitched our horses and put them in liver barn, feed yard.
And what did you call the straps around the horse's head?
You know, the brow band?
Well, the whole horse.
Bridle?
Yeah. And this was for leading him? And this is what you use for leading a horse?
No, I use that for driving him, leading him.
You say a halter?
Halter is what you use to lead with, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what would you use for breaking a horse when you have something around his head?
Oh, we always use a bridle, but I also left a halter on him so I could tie him down to it. I never broke two of them yet. Because they're too hard to handle. They don't either one know what to do. You get in trouble. Mm-hmm. I'd always leave a halter on him and tie him down to the big mare, don't you see? Mm-hmm. And then put his bridle on him so I could drive him. Some of them use blind bridles and some of them use open bridles. But most all of your work teams, you use blind bridles on. Of course, your driving teams and your riding horses and things like that, you always use open line.
Mm-hmm. How about the buggy? Use an open?
I use an open one all the time, the buggy.
Now, does this mean, is the open one the one with the blinders, or is that the one without the blinders?
It don't have the blinders.
What did you call the horse on the left?
Buddy, if I stepped out, would you listen for the phone answer to the race?
Yeah, I do.
Come on out for welcome.
Alright. I didn't have any particular name for the horse on that. That's the one that you'd holler haw at, you know, and G for the other.
And what did you do when you first got here? The land perhaps was brushy?
Well, the first thing they did was burn it off. Of course, they burnt the whole country off. Everybody. As quick as they landed, they it was in September, you see, this big high grass all over the creation. Of course, Daddy said the first thing he did when he lit his off his horse and set his stake was to set it fire so they could find their cornerstones. See, the cornerstones were rock with the description of the land on them. So they had to find that cornerstone to get the description of the land before they went down there. Period. Followed. And he lived quite a little while. There was a fellow named Hawkins. Great big fellow, about 6 foot, 6 inches tall, come a ride, and then, you know, he come down to about a couple hundred yards, and Dad got off, said he'd stay. Dad says, "Hey, I want you to take a look at me down here." He said, "I see you." He says, "If the line, this room with the line run between us," he says, "if it don't run between us," he says, "I'll take out." Burned it off and sure enough, run right between them. He lived down there. He built these buildings down here. His name's up on top of the buildings down here. He was down here.
Huh. Did he make a good neighbor?
Oh, yes, neighbor.
Yeah. After he burned it, what did he do?
Well, the next thing they done is, he and Mr. Crawford rode to the